One more bout of bronchitis, and we'll get started. Here we go. How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 30, brought to you the week of August 13th, 2007. Nobody's Listening Podcast is a show where we tell you our funny life stories and hope you will do the same. You don't always do it, but we hope you do. I'm one of your hosts. My name is James, and my sister's here.
My name is Amy.
And my brother's not here.
My name is David.
I had a baby, David. That's the big news. We'll just start off with that. David, our little baby brother, had a baby. Actually, he didn't, but his girlfriend did.
It's actually a new science. He did.
Junior. It's not a tumor. It's a baby. He had a kid, and it's Katie Kinnison. 8 pounds.
Hey,
seven.
Is
what?
Is that her name? Because last I heard, she was still the Nameless Wonder.
No, she was named. I got an email, and it's Katie Kinnison, K-A-T-I-E. Uh-huh. Stalkers. Good luck in stalking in Ireland, though.
Yes, good luck.
You know what? If you can stalk David in Ireland, you deserve a button. That's my opinion. But yeah, I had a kid and everything, and I there's so many birthdays in our family all of a sudden. August, it used to just be mine. August 8th was my month, but now there's what? Me, Katie, there's your husband, and your daughter all have a birthday. Not just in the same month, mind you, in the same stinking week.
Yep.
It's insane.
Katie and Anthony, my husband, now have the same birthday.
That's crazy. She was supposed to be born on my birthday. Yeah. I'll talk to her about it later.
Yeah.
When she's a little more comprehensive.
Just a little bit.
So, you had a ton of birthdays this week and a whole bunch of family. That's why I can't wait to get to
what's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my
life. All right. So, you had family galore this week, huh?
Sure did. My goodness.
So, how many bathrooms do you have in your house?
One. Uno. Uno, por favor.
Now, you invited a lot more than came. You invited Jen and I, but we got out of it. Are you happy?
Yes.
Were you pleased? Or
very
sneaky. Were you okay with that? Tell me honestly.
I was disappointed.
Well, if we loved you guys more and your daughter more, we would have made it.
Right.
But
I'm thinking maybe if our daughter wasn't adopted.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Just pull the adoption card.
I had to pull out the big card on that one.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lie, folks. I don't really feel that way.
Oh.
Do not send letters. Do not send I hate James mail.
Yeah, because who in the family has shown more love than I?
Jen,
my wife.
Actually, you know, more than anybody, I would say Jenna.
My daughter. Okay, you're right. Yeah, matter of fact, after the last time we went and saw you guys, my daughter requested Abby stories for she still does. We have to tell stories about her and Abby having adventures. But anyway,
because she's cute because she loves Abby and she calls. And note, Abby just turned one and Jenna is 2.5, and she will call and want to talk to Abigail.
So did anything crazy happen this week?
Lots of crazy things happened.
Anything that you can share?
This is a clean podcast, right? We're sticking to that, right?
Well, your story, your update, I think we could tell it if we kept it generic.
Okay. So how do we do that?
It is probably the worst thing that we've ever had to say on the podcast, and that's why it's not dirty. It's just,
it's a little dirty, but not the way that you normally think dirty.
It's just really uncomfortable to think about.
Yes, it is.
Well, let's just say that one of the family members at your house, and go from there.
Okay. Well, one of
it all has to do with one bathroom.
You have one bathroom. We knew that would be an issue at some point or another.
Mm-hmm.
But. You know, we're all adults, so
you
we
had
figured
no
it'd
idea how important.
Be okay, right? You know, but apparently we have a couple of members of the family that have a little trouble holding it when it is necessary to release thyself.
Yes.
And thy waste. And so we did have a couple of incidences of trash can peeing. Yes, I said trash can peeing. And it happened not once.
I thought you were going to warm us up. But you just go and blow it right there. Not blow it like as in ruin it, but just let it out. And I wasn't prepared.
Because what do you do? How do you intro that? You know? And I was telling somebody else about it. And I was like, you know, this happened. And they were like, yeah, really? And I was like, yeah, and I'm not lying. And they were like, yeah, I know you're not lying. And I'm like, no, but you should have the right to think I'm lying.
Yeah.
That should be so far-fetched that you should think I'm lying.
Well, I like to say it this way. Those words, trash can and peeing, should never appear in the same sentence in history. No. And it did.
No, we were joking. We were saying, you know, that we do have one bathroom, and we were concerned because it is a 3-bedroom house that might be an issue one day when we try to sell the house. Right. But I told him, I was like, Aunt, one thing about it is now we can list it as 1.5 bath. We just have to leave the trash can here.
Broke, yeah. Well, what did Mitch Hedberg say? That, you know, it's my house. Isn't it my decision how many bedrooms there are? So you can, this bathroom has an oven in it.
It is portable.
This one has a porta potty. So, Amy, let me ask you this. Seriously, this is the first thing that when I heard the story about somebody taking your kitchen trash can into a private bedroom and doing their business, it made me wonder, first of all, and I hate to say this on our podcast, but was it number one or number two?
It was definitely number one.
Praise the Lord above. There are unsaved people worshiping Jesus right now just because of that. Secondly, do you have a new kitchen trash can?
All right. Well, you know my husband and you know me. So obviously my first thought is new trash can, right?
IKEA, here we come.
Exactly. Okay. But of course, my husband is an accountant. Very frugal.
Oh, no, not that frugal. No.
That frugal. So pretty much a Lysol and a can of spray all, and that's it. That's pretty much all we got.
And people wonder why our show's so funny and why our stories are so wacky.
But they're true.
Oh.
I said I knew that there would be a lot of adventures. I knew that there would be a lot of stories. But you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
You can't. Because you know it's crazy, but you can't come up with the things that our families come up with.
Oh,
you can't do it.
That's why I live in the middle of the country, far away. Anyway, my weekly update, if you're quite finished. And first of all, let me congratulate you on having a weekly update that didn't involve your awesome little adopted daughter.
I do have updates about that too, but yeah.
Really?
She's cute. She says, ha ha, now. Because we went and saw the Simpsons movie, and the little bully says, ha ha, all the time. And she definitely says, yes, she definitely says, ha ha, all the time now.
That is crazy.
It's the cutest thing. She'll just be playing on the floor, and you'll say something, and it's like she knows what you're talking about, because at the right moment, she'll make fun of you and say, ha ha.
Now, answer me this. How did you get away with taking your daughter to a movie?
Driving.
Oh, you guys rock.
Yep, that's the way. We figured that out a long time ago. That is the way to do
it. We tried that.
Two movies, and she sleeps.
We tried it, but we tried it too late. And Jenna started dancing around the back seat, and, you know.
There's definitely a window with these things. Like, when they're first born, you can take them to the real movie, and they'll just sleep like a bump on a log.
Not Jenna. She was colicky.
And ours was perfect, but we missed the opportunity because you're like, I want to see my baby, and this is fun to have a new baby, and then all of a sudden you want a date, and you can't.
Boo.
Yeah.
All right. My first weekly update is not funny. It's quite horrible, and that is that I have bronchitis.
Yay!
Yay! And that's why my voice sounds so sultry and amazing, and it's not permanent. I wish it was. I could be on NPR. I could be like, you're about to hear something from the left. Republicans are horrible, and I wish Bush would fall off a cliff. Let's listen to some songs that you'd never buy in a million years. We'll be right back on NPR.
That was perfect.
Yeah, I don't know.
People are going to call you and be like, dude,
why you got to be dissing NPR? I don't know.
No, I was thinking like a hiring manager or something.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you got a shot, bud. I do. I think you got it.
But so, you know, I've been coughing and it's amazing. I can talk and not want to cough, but there probably will be times I do, but my lungs hurt and my ribs feel like they are turned inward, poking into my ribs. I've been coughing so much. And then all day yesterday I'm preaching and speaking and dealing with kids and my voice almost went away. And I thought we weren't even going to be able to do the podcast. And, but it worked out. But the big deal today is it's not really a weekly update. It's been the last month or so because we've been living temporarily with some friends. We're just in a transition. I'd mentioned how we sold our house sooner than we intended to. We hit camp season, and that's a busy time for me. So we decided to go ahead and move in with some friends for a couple months upstairs in a room that they had vacant in a bathroom, an adjoining bathroom. Well, this house is 80 years old plus. And that translates into an awesome house to share with another family because it's really quiet and the walls are thick and all that. But it also translates into not having like normal like light switches being higher than they should be because I guess there weren't standards. And there's always a possibility that light was added after the fact, you know.
Right.
So light switches are in weird spots. And in the bathroom that we are using – it's actually just a single bulb in the middle of the bathroom with one of those chains hanging down. Okay. And it just so happens that this chain dangles. And I was talking to my wife about it and it dangles in front of the sink, like behind you. And my wife's talking about it. She's like, I was like, don't you hate the chain? And she's like, yeah, the chain's horrible. You don't know how annoying it is when you're trying to fix your hair and the thing's tapping you on top of the head. And I'm like, oh, and then I realized, no, it doesn't hit me on the head. It hits me on the neck. And then I thought, well, that's because I'm a good foot and a half taller than this little tiny midget woman. And so I'm I said, you know, what happens to me is I'm standing there and the chain gets caught in the creases of my overly thick neck, my little flab creases. And I bend over to shave or anything and I end up turning off the flipping light over and over and over again. And I feel like a long-haired woman where I have to keep flipping my hair back over and it's just this stupid chain. I've tried to tie the thing up. I've tried to do all kinds of stuff, but it always comes unbound. You know, it's one of those beaded chains that you used to wear around your neck as a kid and play with.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Oh my gosh, it gets stuck in the folds. So I'm thinking about doing Weight Watchers just so I can finish shaving without ending up in the dark.
Funny visual.
It's horrid. And it's not that I'm massive. The people on the camera can see. I mean, I don't have a lot of extra neck flesh, but just enough to catch a bead or two.
And that's all it takes.
And click, the light goes out. And it's an old light, okay? So when you pull it out, it's supposed to go click, click, you know, like a pin.
Yeah.
It goes in and out, out and in. Right. Well, this thing goes out, and then you have to, like, wiggle it like an old toilet seat or a whole handle and get the thing to go back up so you can turn it back on again.
Uh-huh.
But it always seems to work fine for my neck. Always seems to work perfect when my neck's involved, so I should just walk up there and bite it. And, you know. So anyway,
there you go.
I don't know how much funnier a light chain can be, but we made it as funny as it's humanly possible.
That is how good we are.
That's awesome. But
you can make peeing in a trash can funny.
Well, I was wondering, the chain is technically long enough, so if somebody wanted to pee in a trash can in my bathroom, they could still turn it off with their neck.
True.
Let's move on.
It's the featured story.
Amy, this week I want to tell a little story about electrocution. And I heard that electrocution, I started to call it that. I put it out on the website and I got reprimanded almost immediately by one of our many, many listeners. And
hi.
And because electrocution apparently is ends in death because of the whole trution part. When you're killed, you're exterminated. You're expelled, whatever. But electrocution refers to being shocked until you are dead. This story really? Does not involve electrocution, apparently. I thought you could be electrocuted and survive, but apparently I looked it up on dictionary.com, and it's true. It is.
So what is it when you get...
Well, I asked him that. I'm like, what is it, shocked? Do you just say I got shocked? I mean, everybody says I got electrocuted. I don't know. He never answered me back. He's like the auger man. He doesn't really know anything. He just has to look it up and then repeat it to me.
Because my whole life has been a lie.
Ugh. I know. I thought Amy had been... I thought my sister had been electrocuted. But anyway, let me tell the story. We used to live in a little town called Yulee. That's right.
Yes, it was really called Yulee.
Yulee. And it's in Florida. It's as far north as you can get in Florida, just on top of Jacksonville. And in Yulee, we lived on 3.5 acres of land, half of which was cleared. It was out in the middle of nowhere. We used to live in campers out there that were stacked on top of concrete blocks. But then we upgraded to a brand new double-wide trailer.
Moving on up.
I'm telling you what, it was awesome. It was awesome. It was great.
It was awesome because we lived in separate campers.
Yeah, we did.
Because Mom and John lived in one and the kids lived in the other.
Oh, do you remember any of that?
I do.
There's several stories we could tell later on about those adventures. Yes. But we got this double-wide trailer and everybody got rooms. And then we had more kids. And there were 5 of us all of a sudden and we needed more space. At least somebody thought we did. And so we decided to do the most white trash thing humanly possible. Mom and John went out and they bought a single wide trailer. And they decided...
It's a portable edition.
Dude.
Is what we call it these days.
They butted it up against the back of the double wide. And wherever a window or a door was in one or the other, they just cut through.
Yeah.
Cut a hole through the trailer. And so where we used to have a double, glass sliding door on the back of the double wide, now it just opened right up into a living room in the old trailer. The other thing is the single wide was damaged, like significantly older than the new one. It had no carpet, or at least it didn't after we got through with it. The hallway to my bedroom, and of course I'm the only one that had to live in the new trailer, had holes in it and it was all rotted out. Matter of fact, one time I fell through the floor, Amy, I don't know if you know that. And I reached to go grab something and I scraped my finger on a piece of the metal from the outer wall of the trailer because of the holes that had just been cut through and not finished, by the way, just left open. And I'm looking at a bright, shiny little scar on my finger because of that right now. I'm 34 years old this week and I still have a scar from that memory. Anyway, I had to tell you about the trailers because it gets worse, all right?
No.
Trailers, when they're double wide, are shaped. If you've ever seen one going down the highway, they're shaped in an A, just like any other house, all the way down the length, because each side has to be slanted to meet in the middle so that the water runs off, okay? Because if this trailer is going to leak, it's going to leak down the middle where they meet. Okay, but single wides are A-framed at the top just enough all by themselves without the two halves, right? So imagine you've got two double wides stuck together with their A and then the single wide with their A. What do you get? You get a valley down the center. So it didn't take us too long. I mean, it rains a lot in Florida. A couple weekends go by and we've got Niagara Falls going on down every cut open hole all the way down this trailer. So it's, let me see if I can remember all the holes, okay? There's the double wide, I keep calling it double wide because it's the glass sliding door. So it's double the size of a regular door, that hole. Then they cut through over the sink where the kitchen window used to be. They cut through there. And then further down was where we used to have a bedroom and that butted right up next to the back door of the old trailer. And so they just cut through there. So we had at least 3 different spots where the water was just coming through in massive amounts all the time, whenever it rained. And then for, you know, hours afterwards, as it was draining. So Mom had the idea, let's get up on the roof. Let's take some tar paper. Let's take some tar. Let's take some brooms. Let's get up there and let's patch this thing. And so that's what we did. And it took us all day. We're up there, you know, and mom's up on the roof too. In bare
she
feet.
Was?
She was, Amy. You weren't allowed up there, if I remember right. But I was up there.
No, I wasn't. So I was on the ground wishing that I could do our thing.
My job was to sweep and clean the trough that was all dirty and mildewy by now with all the, you know, pine needles and you know, right. dead birds and bugs and all yeah. that stuff and whatever the boys had thrown up on the roof. I was to clean that. And then Leanne would roll out the tar paper, and then mom would slop on the tar with a mop. I think she'd gotten out of the kitchen. So anyway, we're up there doing this for hours. I mean, it was a long trailer and it took a long time, and mom wanted to make sure it was done right. And so we're doing layer upon layer upon layer.
Yeah, really. You make a triple wide correctly.
You know, the only way to do that right is with a lighter.
To not do it.
Just burn the whole flipping thing down.
See, well, it's important to say that if we're going to piece together a home and gut holes, do it correctly.
Well, no, there is no right way to do what we're describing. The only thing I could possibly
this
think of.
This doesn't happen.
This shouldn't happen. The only thing that I can think of is I've seen trailers with a extra roof just added on, like support, like it's freestanding. It's its own thing.
It's like a carport.
Yeah. Carport for a trailer.
Yes.
And that, you know, though as ghetto and as that looks, it actually does serve a purpose. That's the only thing I can imagine would be right about this. So anyway, on to the part that makes this funny. It's starting to get dark and we've got to finish this stuff because it just is important. So mom gets the idea. Let's go down and get a shop light. Now, nowadays, they make these things out of plastic and stuff, but this is the kind that has the cage around it and that has the hook on it. So mom strings together 3 or 4 extension cords, brings this thing up a metal ladder onto a metal roof, and she has Leanne hold the light for us as we continue to work, okay? let me mention right now that I had flip-flops on. Leanne had flip-flops on. Mom had no shoes. And we've got this metal shop light. Well, long story short, Leanne decided, I'll just tell it the way I saw it at the time, and then I'll go back and fill in the blanks. I had a broom in my hand. I'd been sweeping. I was the oldest brother. I was the one that was supposed to protect everybody. So when my sister, I saw her sit down and she started freaking out and grunting and groaning and making screaming noises. It was too dark to see exactly what was going on because for some reason the light started flashing and flickering on and off that was in her hand. I thought a spider had gotten on her because we'd seen several bugs up there. So I doing the only thing a brother could do, you know, I'm like 8 or 9 years old. I start hitting her in the general area that I see the light at with this broom trying to knock the spider off of her, and I'm hitting her and
you
hitting
like
her.
You like hitting people with brooms, don't you?
Well, yeah. And then mom runs over, being the genius that she is, because she realizes that, you know, Leanne doesn't have a spider on her. She is being shocked. She's being close to electrocuted. Can we say that, Mr. Fan?
Yes, go with close to.
Dadgummit. Anyway, so she reaches over, she grabs the thing from her, I mean, touches her. And what do you not do? You don't touch people that are being electrocuted because they will share it with you. But she does unplug it and she doesn't get electrocuted. And turns out what happened is she had been fine until she sat down and her bare leg made contact with the roof. And then she became a part of the circuit and began to shine and scream and act like spiders were on her. And my mom, apparently the only reason why she didn't join in the wonders is she had so much tar on the bottom of her bare feet that they acted like a shield. I don't know. What's the correct word? Insulation, you know. She was insulated from the electrocution.
Stopper.
But I just can't help but imagine what poor old Leanne was going through. All of a sudden, you know, she's trying to be helpful. She's so young and she goes and she's tired. Why am I up here in the dark? Why did we buy this trailer? She goes to sit down. Suddenly she is being electrocuted. I don't care what the fan said. This girl thought she was going to die. She still remembers this and she doesn't hardly remember anything. And she's down there grunting and the brother that she's looking to save her if she could move
hitting her
is whacking her with a broom.
Leanne, I can relate to you.
Hey, hey, I was trying to help her. I was trying to help her. I know you hear more. I bet you don't hear more stories that involve brooms in a Harry Potter podcast because brooms continue to pop up.
Yeah, and you know what's funny, James, is you just told that story. Wasn't that the last time we did it?
I think so.
And Mom was here this week, and she doesn't listen to the podcast. And she said to me, you know, do you remember that time that James knocked you out with a broom? And I was like, no way. Do you listen? She's like, no, I don't listen.
I don't listen.
And I'm like,
mess.
Well, good. And yeah, so I thought it was very random that she would bring that up when we had just done it on the podcast.
Well, I'm sure she was trying to remind you of something evil that I had done to you. So.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
But anyway, that is our featured story. Leanne electrocuting herself, sitting down, just trying to enjoy life. The shock of a century ghost courses through her body, and I, being the wonderful Boy Scout brother, whacking the heck out of her with a broom. I thought I would save her.
Broom savior.
At least I, you know, kept a distance. I mean, that was a massive spider.
People think that brooms are for sweeping, but
no.
I'm the first person to tell you that brooms are for much better purposes.
Yeah, like beating the crap out of your siblings.
Exactly.
So all
saving
you
them and beating them.
All you middle schoolers, you know, go out there and don't buy one of those cheap plastic brooms with the little frilly bristles that flare out at the end so they can collect lots of dust. Go out there and get you a for real wooden broom with the cane, you know, split looking, you know what I'm talking about, the woven broom. You need one of those because that part that is woven, that is sewn together, is solid as a rock.
Yep.
And though I don't condone you hitting anybody with it, if by chance you swing it through the air and someone's head happens to be in the way, you will find that a lot more satisfactory than those cheap screw head-on type plastic thingies. And Swiffers, don't even try it. No. All the weight's in the bottle anyway, and you know, you're gonna get yourself in trouble with your mom and your dad if you hit somebody with a Swiffer.
This is true.
Because dad will be mad because you hit somebody. Mom will be mad because you got bought a bottle of solution all over the floor. And the blue butter thing might happen if it starts burning. So anyway, we did ask for some people to send in their own electrocution. I'm sorry, shocking stories. And so we did get at least one or two, but that's only after we play this.
Up next, news. E and V-mail.
All right. The first thing I'd like to do is give a little shout out to all the peeps in the chat room. We have quite a few folks with us tonight. I see Marbles. For some reason, he has 2x2 in his name. I see Ratface, our friend from last week. And I see Yanagaki somebody. It's Japanese. That's all you need to know.
Yanagi.
And so we're glad that you guys made us. We also have one anonymous ghost person just in there watching us. So we're glad that you guys are there. You can join us every Monday night, by the way, if you'd like to, on stickcam.com, STICKAM. You can go to our profile and become a friend, and you can join us every Monday night at 5:30 because that's when we record. And you could see my big fat visage. I like that word. I used it in the last podcast. And you can also interact with Amy and myself, and hopefully David, if his Irish behind ever gets stuff together. He mentioned that he was going to be on here with us tonight, but with the baby being born, I kind of doubted it. I mean, that too.
But really, where are his priorities?
I know. You know.
I mean, come on.
You know who loves you, people. You know, podcast people who loves you. It's me and Amy. We're the ones that are keeping you well fed.
The loyalists.
That's right. We all have kids, and we make time for it. What's the deal?
I mean, come on.
Anyway, here's some news. We have got a listener survey up on our website at nlcast.com. And yes, it is a sneaky way to get to know all about you. It is completely anonymous if you take it, but it does ask some questions, and it doesn't take more than 5 or 6 minutes. But if you would take a moment and go by there and use the listener survey button and fill out some information. What we're doing is we're in the process of trying to get some sponsorship dollars so that we can pay for some of the costs of the podcast. And we'd also like to make enough money to be able to make some t-shirts because I don't even care if y'all buy them. I want a Nobody's Listening t-shirt. Amy wants one. I know you do.
You want the
one that says...
You might be a stalker. Call me Lucy.
Yeah, who wouldn't want that?
Love it.
But anyway... So that, you know, go on there and check out the listener survey. Do that for us. Nobody has done it yet. It makes me sad. It makes me sad. I judge my own worth by how many people have filled out that survey. So help me out. Huh. The other thing is we have a moment. If we have a moment, we'd like to promote a podcast that I've started listening to. It is called We're Both Right. And you can find that at bothright.com. Two guys, Rob Swingle and Eric Fisher, stalkers. They talk about movies, music, and stuff, and it's just good, clean fun. I'd like to play their promo for you right about now. Listen to this.
I'm right.
No, I'm right.
No, I'm right.
We're both right.
I'm Eric Fisher.
And I'm Rob Swingle.
We're Both Right is a podcast like late night talk shows.
Except we plug the movies and music because we can't get real celebrities.
But that doesn't stop us from trying. Like Mr. T.
I pity the fool that doesn't know I'm right.
Or Taye Diggs.
No, I'm right. Or Kermit the Frog.
No, I'm right.
Or Sean Connery.
Yes, Moneypenny. I'm right.
Or Pee Wee Herman.
I'm right.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm the Reitinator and the Governator and someday your president. Yeah, and even Yoda.
Right I am.
And Batman.
I'm Batman. I mean, I'm right. I'm right and Batman.
And Mick Jagger.
All right, well, we gonna use podcaster. Right, I'm right, I'm right.
So if you like random humor, nerdy pop culture references, and TV, movie, and music reviews, go to bothright.com and subscribe. Was that right?
Yeah, that's right.
No, I'm right.
No, I'm right.
No, I'm right.
I'm right.
We're both right. www.bothright.com.
All right, so everybody that listens to us, go out there and check them out. If you like us, you'll probably like them. Luckily, I can tell you I've never heard them do any impressions, so I think you'll be okay. I've never heard them do it on the real show, so that was just for the promo. I don't do impressions. I do a couple, but I'm going to refrain, Amy.
Good.
Do you do impressions?
No.
But it's a good podcast. I'm always looking for good stuff out there. See, our podcast, Amy, is so weird because there's not really... I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but there's not a lot of podcasts doing what we do. There's Hometown Tales. I know NPR has some story podcasts, but just specifically going back and encouraging people to tell funny life stories, I haven't seen anything. So there's not really a community full of people doing this. And so it's been hard to find podcasts to share listeners with. But these guys are right up my alley. They're a lot of fun. They're clean. And I enjoy it, and I think you will too. So give them a shot. Give them at least two episodes. Don't do that thing where you listen for 5 minutes and then you switch over to Story Nori or something like that. Just give it a shot. Give it a shot. Also, JoJo did send us a few sponsorship dollars, so we have to mention JoJo's new podcast. One of our regular callers, JoJo the Christian Clown, has started a podcast called Ask JoJo, and you can check that out at jojothechristianclown.com or type JoJo into iTunes and then click podcasts and you will see it right there. Basically, JoJo invites you to ask questions and he will answer them. He's got two episodes out now and will probably eventually have a third and a fourth, but he is apparently doing better than we are if he's sending me money for sponsorships. True. So... anyway, it's time for email and stories, Amy, and we have a couple of each. We have a couple of emails and we have a couple of voicemails, so let's go ahead and do voicemails first. Those are fun.
Hey, you guys are awesome, pretty much. And, yeah, happy birthday, like late and whatnot, and, yeah, that's about it. Oh, except I was listening to your podcast one day, and, the one about throwing up and stuff, and let's just say I almost threw up. Yeah. Awesome. Bye.
Okay. I hope that doesn't become a trend. That's hilarious, though, when people do that. I had somebody tell us that was his favorite part in the entire series when we retold the story, saying, let's just say. So,
yeah.
Well, if you threw up at that one, dude, you probably really threw up. Amy, did you didn't happen to listen to the last episode where I told about the kid that threw up at camp, did you?
I did. I heard that part.
Gosh, dude, I got so sick.
Let me tell you, it was a little creepy when I kept laughing.
Yeah. You know what? We got more email feedback on that than anything we've ever gotten before. People either loved it or hated it, but most people hated it and loved it. And that was the whole point. I wanted it to be freaky and funny at the same time.
No, it was just freaky weird because, okay, I'm listening to the podcast and I would laugh on top of myself. And then I would listen a little more and I would laugh on top of myself. And I was like, dude, this is freaky because James apparently knows where I would laugh.
Well, people, Jen loved it. Jen, my wife, listened to it and just laughed her head off. But people were like, I hope you don't start doing this all the time. And I'm like, no way, man. It was just a one-time thing. And I think it served its purpose. But anyway.
I think it's great. It was much more entertaining to me than previous By Myself podcasts. Well,
I think I've only had to do one. But yeah, I agree. I think so. I think laugh tracks are the way to go. But anyway, here's Jackson with an email or a voicemail called Baby Proof.
Hey, newbies listening. This is Jackson again. All right, this one is about my dad and my brother. All right, you know, this will apply to y'all that are being over in England with your little children. All right, so my dad, you know, he gets this email, and it's from my brother named Danny. Let's call him Lucy, actually. And he was just like, hey, guess what? My wife just had a child. You know, this is all great, but I got to baby-proof the house. So my dad called him. He's like, oh, so you got to baby-proof the house, you know? And he's like, my dad was thinking, okay, you know, he's going to put some of those little plastic thingies into electrical sockets so the kid doesn't electrocute himself. But then my brother comes in with like, oh, yeah, I got to take the rifles down from outside the door. And I just started cracking up laughing when I heard that, and that's just... because, you know, my brother, he's a cowboy, and so he's out in the West, and we live over in the East where you don't even have a gun, and if you do, it's kind of creepy.
Oh, man. That is amazing. You might have mentioned, though, that they were cowboys at first, and that would have made it. But anyway, yeah, baby-proof your house. Everybody's different. What are some of the things you had to do to baby-proof your house, Amy?
We decided that we weren't going to baby-proof our house.
Well, of course, because you have two giant swords hanging up in your living room, you crazy people.
Yeah, we decided we're gonna go for no method. No, don't touch that. No, don't touch that, and we'll see what happens.
Oh.
So next time you guys come here and we have everything in the house put away in the attic,
yeah,
then you can laugh at us.
Gosh, I don't know what we did. I mean, obviously we put the plugs in the walls and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
We did that.
Some people like to put LEDs in light sockets and watch them explode and trip nice. Breakers at their school. But most people don't do that with their kids. What else did we do? I don't know. The baby gate is so important, especially when you have steps and you are at the top of them. So
you know what's important, though, about baby gates?
What?
Is to, if you're not using them, to either put them away or secure them to something. Because actually this week, everybody's at the house and we're all hanging out watching Abigail play, and we decided not to use the baby gate anymore, so we put it up against the wall,
danger.
and she crawls past it and puts her hand up there, and it collapses on top of her. And we all sit there and watch her in slow motion, like nobody runs to save her life or anything, and it's like slow motion. Topples on top of her. So we decided that safety gates aren't very safe unless they're being used as an actual gate.
Oh, yeah. Anything that's meant for safety can easily be used as a weapon. I mean, fireman helmets, for example.
I mean, like brooms.
Brooms. Ah! Well,
safety brooms.
We're at the top of a set of stairs where we're at right now. And this week I was sitting downstairs. We were just, Jen and I were just chilling, and the baby had gone upstairs and was coming down the stairs. And all of a sudden we hear a sound that sounds like 50 pizza pans hitting the ground at the same time. And the thing is, they kept falling like it was a waterfall of 50 pizza pans, and we're freaking out. We call Jenna's name as loud as we can. We run in there, and all that had happened is she had dropped her Legos bucket down the steps. And because the it's this 50-year-old house with this corridor that's like out of a horror movie of stairs, it's very echoey and horrible. And Jenna, you know, is crying, not only because the sound freaked her out too, but we had yelled her name, you know, thinking she was dying, and she thought she had done something bad.
She's like,
so
wait, I am dying. Ah!
So we went ahead and I kept slapping her until she stopped, and
and then she was fine.
Then she was fine. Yeah. Do I have to say that I didn't slap her? Do I have to say that, or do you guys
do.
Trust me?
You do, because Anthony was telling this story at work.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Harry Potter, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, don't tell me, because my wife hasn't read me the sixth one or the seventh one yet, so don't talk about the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, my wife reads them to me because I can't read. And then like 10 minutes later, everybody's talking, whatever. And finally, this one lady says, I'm sorry, but I have to ask what everybody else is thinking. Can you really not read?
Nobody else was thinking that. That was
exactly.
Just
it was just her.
That is
hilarious. So apparently you do have to tell people
that
you were kidding.
Well, like this morning or Sunday morning, I was talking about our Quiet Seat Prize in Children's Church, and it happened to be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and I love chocolate and peanut butter. It's two best things in the world. And then I said, you know, it's the greatest thing ever. I said, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you know, Adam and Eve picked a Reese's off the tree. That's why they couldn't stop, you know, and all this stuff. And I had to disclaim it and say, not for real, because I had parents in the back. And I'm like, I'm going to get a call and be like,
yeah.
I could just hear it. Somebody like, I bring my kids to your church so you could preach to them about the truth. And you're telling them Reese's are on the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Like it would have mattered. Like it was an apple. I think it was tomatoes.
Yeah, but they would have felt like they were sinning every time they ate a Reese's.
It sounds like something JoJo would argue.
Yes.
It was
yes,
an apple. Yes. It's an apple. It's not. I can't do
it. We
his
don't
voice.
Even know what it was anyway. Because why are we still eating apples?
That's right. And did Adam have
it was
a belly button? I think it's a tomato because tomatoes are evil. I hate them.
Pomegranate.
What the heck?
Exactly.
Oh jeez. Anyway, la 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 la. That was all of our voicemails for today. Believe it or not. So send us some voicemails, peeps, at 206-657-04. Do you want to read emails, Amy, or do you want me to do it?
You can do one. I can do one.
All right. I'll do the first one, I guess.
Okay, go.
Let's see. Yeah, because I had some comments I wanted to make on this one. This is from, oh gosh, I don't have who it's from. I'm sorry. You're going to have to forgive me. I don't have your name in here. I'm a goofball.
Anonymous.
My family went out to eat at a local restaurant and hold on one second. I had a mouthful of spit.
That's pretty gross.
It is really gross. And I had to swallow all of it. And it's
yummy.
So gross.
We actually heard the sound effect.
No way. I'll edit it out later. Not. My family went out to eat at a local restaurant and having a pleasant conversation. Exactly. Hold on. My family went out to eat at a local restaurant and having a pleasant conversation.
Period.
That's.
No, okay. my favorite is the next two sentences.
Well, I ordered my usual and a salad. Well, my little sister is stabbing. Well, my little sister is stabbing her salad with her fork.
She's actually doing that right now. It wasn't in the past. She's still stabbing her salad.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, my little sister is stabbing her salad with her fork and dipping it in her dressing. And for some reason, I decided to do the same thing. While I didn't stab one of the greens deep enough, it fell off my fork and hit my shirt before landing in the napkin in my lap. So when we got home, I just wanted mom to help me find the spray and wash or the stain stick. The last time I tried to remove a stain from my own shirt, I used the wrong kind and it ate through the shirt. Your parents
what
are keeping.
What kind of stain stick you have?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know.
That eats shirts.
What kind of chemicals is your parents keeping near the laundry that would eat through your clothes?
Exactly.
Maybe she's one of those bleach pens. I don't know. Anyway, so mom came to the laundry room, and before I could do anything, she was assaulting me with a spray and wash. So there I am with chemicals on my shirt and upper body, and all that I can think is to ask is if mom can be a little more considerate. If I hadn't found nobody's listening, I might have said a lot more, especially when she said she wasn't good at being considerate. That's mom's for you. But thanks to nobody's listening, I was able to restrain myself knowing that somewhere out there, someone might get a good laugh out of this. And that is an amazing story, Amy, because here's the deal. We are helping folks to realize that later, even though they're going through something horrible right now, they need to keep it to where it'll be funny later. This girl and her mother could have had a knockout, drag out fight over spray and wash on her clothes. But because she knew she had to tell this right there in the heat of the moment, she paused for a minute. She let the peace of the podcast flow over her soul. She knew that she was going to have to tell this story. She made it have a happy ending. The gospel of Kinnison once more is being spread and changing lives. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, that's what makes it all worth it. So next time you're going through something horrible, some random person breaks your windshield, or somebody gives you the finger, or you get electrocuted or shocked, as we must say, then just remember that truth and just wait. Take a deep breath and think, what's going to make a good story when I retell this thing? And then fix it. All right, Amy, read that next one.
All right. Hey, James, Amy, and hopefully David.
Nope, broke ya.
Sorry.
No David. Broke you.
One time about 3 years ago, I had got out of the shower. I done had been gotten out of the shower.
I had once purposefully removed my emphasis from the shower.
After I had been done got out of the shower.
Had done been gone, out, get, gone.
And for some stupid reason, I decided to plug in my stereo. I don't know why it was unplugged.
Who calls it a stereo?
I don't know.
This must be an old man.
Apparently, yeah. I don't know why it was unplugged, but anyway, I got a little nasty little shock. See, he knew, whoever this is, knew that you're supposed to say shock. And I basically was up till 12 a.m., getting up to get a new ice pack every hour for my...
For your burn?
Yeah.
That's not a nasty little shock. I've been shocked before. I've been got, but I've never had a burn. Holy
snack. And I thought that said bum when I read it.
Oh man, that R and that N do look like a bum.
Yeah, they're kind of mingling into one.
No, but you can click on it and put a space between them. It is burn.
Okay, so the burn was not on the bum.
No.
All right, so he had to stop finally because his parents locked him in the room.
There's those parents being awesome again.
Exactly. And the next morning, he woke up really early, or she, and had to go to the bathroom for real and had to hold it for an hour until his dad got up and unlocked the room.
Jeez.
Wow. Children are being abused across the country.
I'm telling you. You know, if the right agency ever listened to our podcast, there'd be a lot of parents.
We're going to be the child services helpline.
I think what it is the middle schoolers of America are finding their voice here on our podcast.
And, I think that's what's happening.
And they're hoping we can help.
Like, please, I'm crying out for help.
Well, you know what? I didn't put their name either. We'll just call you Lucy. Sweetheart Lucy, I'm going to pretend you're a girl. If next time you get locked in your room and have to go to the bathroom really bad, take a note from the old Gospel of Kinnison. Grab a trash can and let it fly.
There you go.
Amy, I have another question.
What's that?
About the trash can.
Oh, no.
Was there a bag in the trash can?
Yeah. No, this is the funny part, James.
Was it an empty bag?
There was a bag in the trash can.
Okay.
Okay. And this is what happened. This person was telling me about the experience. Mm-hmm. You know, the trash can experience.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, pretty much trying to keep a straight face, okay? Uh-huh. And then this same person, 5 minutes later, proceeds to tell me that something was thrown in the trash can that maybe shouldn't have been because maybe we could have used it for something else. And later on, as I was thinking about the situation, I realized that this person was telling me this because they saw it when they were peeing on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it just brought a whole new light.
There's so many, things that are wrong with this story.
Because you weren't telling me this because you were concerned, but the reason that you knew that this thing was in the trash can was because you were peeing on it.
Did you ever see that episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza reached in the trash and grabbed an eclair and took a big bite?
No!
Good.
Gross.
Don't ever eat anything out of Amy's trash can.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Why is it that I'm concerned about the sanitation of a trash can?
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's just wrong.
That's the sad part. You should not have to worry. But the trash was emptied and placed upon one of my kitchen chairs.
See?
The trash bag.
I just don't want to even... anyway.
Yeah.
Just hefty two-ply, I guess. I don't know.
So really what it boils down to is if I got a new trash can...
So when that trash bag leaks, Amy, on the way to the stinking road, what's that? What is it? It's pee.
There are many things.
It's wrong. It's so wrong. Trash cans leak. They leak grease. They leak trash goo.
I actually just put sanitizer on my hands right now. That's what we're talking about.
I want to put it on my brain.
I feel dirty.
I want to unknow this. I want it to go away.
I feel so dirty.
I want to edit it out of the podcast so we do not let people know.
We can live in La La Land again.
So wrong. You know?
It is. It's just wrong. It is. It's wrong.
Only in America, though, because bless their hearts, people in Africa and junk, they're just like, a nice clean trash can. But still, it's just everything's relative, and especially when they are your relatives. Anyway.
Happened. I think it was just a matter of convenience because I'm pretty sure nobody was in the bathroom, but apparently we figured out that this was possible and more private, and so it was just convenient.
Okay, Amy, I have one more question. I'm sorry. Was it a round trash can or was it one of those oval, flatter kind? You know, because that would help with the placement.
It was more oval, flat, and somebody was asking about the logistics and. And I said, how about we just not?
Yeah, I don't want to know if there were stools involved or.
Yeah, let's just not talk about the logistics.
Tigers, hidden dragons.
Exactly. Because it was definitely a tall kitchen trash can.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Let me see if there's anything else that we need to cover before we are done. I think that is everything. All of the voicemails are spoken about. All of the emails are done. Just remember, folks, you can call us on the phone line and give us your stories, your comments, input, any kind of things, birthday wishes for anybody in the family, well wishes for David and his new baby. You can call us at 206-600-5704. You can also email us comments. You can email us stories for the front page. You can email us short stories that we'll read online or on the podcast rather. You can also email us, recorded WAV files or MP3 files. That'd be awesome. Go on the forums at, nlcast.com/forums. We have a Frapper map where you can leave a pin and let us know where you're from. Go to MySpace and become one of our friends at myspace.com/NLcast. You can also leave us an iTunes review. We have 94 reviews, and that is insane. Again, it is because we have the best listeners in the planet. There's so many other things. We've done some tweaking with the website. Don't forget about the listener survey. We have the Nobody's Listening social network that you can jump on. It's like our own little, not MySpace. Yeah, our own little MySpace, and it'll be fun. So the only thing I can think of that we have left to do is we have to do a button giveaway. And what we do, folks, if you don't know, is we give away one button a week to somebody who has given us a great input piece, whether it's voicemail or emails. And I'm going to have to say my vote, Amy. Well, you do your vote, and then I will do my vote.
I'm going to go with, I have no idea who it is, but the mysterious first email.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I would say that if that is the epitome of spreading the gospel of Kennison,
absolutely,
then they deserve the button.
That's exactly what I was going to do. I just want to make sure I wasn't influencing you as the younger sister to try to appease the older brother and conform your will to his. So, so I am very happy to say that whoever you are, email me. And I will
I will take your name off of it.
I will never send you a button. Lauren, some of the people that I owe buttons to were in the chat tonight, and they're all up in my face about it. So I will get those things out eventually. I do have envelopes right there. I have the buttons right here, bag of buttons, and I just have to get that postage and a nice personal note all together in one place and send those out. So
hey, James.
Yeah.
Can we take a break? I got to pull up a trash can. I got to go.
With that note, I think it's time to go. even though we're cross-promoting with BothRight.com, I still expect one thing to be true, and that will be that nobody's listening. Yeah, bronchitis is fun. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Had it. Been there, done that.
It's a viral infection. They can't even do anything about it. It's terrible.
No.
Boo.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The Recap Song.
Trash can. Took a lot to hear about that. I don't think that I ever wanted to know about the pee trash can, baby. My sister had some people over and they only had one room to use for the use of refusing the food you ate. And late one night, in the middle of the night, somebody was in there keeping that door shut tight, and somebody else had to go, and they couldn't wait no longer, so they grabbed a piece of Tupperware from the kitchen and they did their business in it. And now we know it is nasty at Amy's house. Yeah, don't use the trash can, you know. There's many bathrooms you can have. All you have to do is go where you wanna go. You can go where you wanna go. You can do what you wanna do. At Amy's house, you can go where you want to. It's nice. In the middle of the living room, if you can find a vase in a quiet place, you've got all the space you need. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every day is a new day at her space. Every time you need to go, you don't even have to have a bad face, 'cause you're not waiting way too long. Just grab a cereal bowl off the counter and go away for about a half an hour. Oh, you can go where you wanna go. You can do what you wanna do with whoever you wanna do it with. Amy's house is a big grown-up bathroom. Every room has a dual purpose. Well, I should talk because I have a chain that hangs from my ceiling. Makes me feel real fat with a fat feeling, 'cause my neck gets caught on that thing every time I try to shave. And it makes me want to swear, even though that's not how I usually behave. Almost didn't get that in, but I did. And at least I have a cute kid, and I don't want to teach her bad words, so I don't say them, even though they come to mind. Anytime I find I'm in the dark trying to shave, do what you want to do at Amy's house today. Yeah. Did IKEA know that they had made a dual-purpose trash can today? I'm not sure what they'd say, but they're so open-minded. They're from another country, and I'm sure they'd be fine if you told them that you had to pee in that thing they meant only for a certain type of garbage. Type of garbage. And anytime you find you have got to go, just go to Amy's house. She will hand you a wallet, or she will hand you something that you've never thought would work, but it does. Not hurt to find a real toilet with water inside and a ball and an outlet for all the things that you are doing. Aren't you potty trained like your mom thought she taught you? I think it's time to go. But first, I just want to say that if you're assaulted with spray and wash, then get out of the way. Isn't it better to deal with a stain than the pain of knowing that you could get in a fight with your mom? Oh, my only friend on MySpace is Tom. It's the only thing that rhymed. It's the only thing I could think to say. But if you have a bad situation, rather than tell everybody across the nation that the end ended with you fighting and getting constipation, why don't you just change the ending just a bit by being kind? And then you can call our podcast and tell everybody how you didn't show you're behind. It's the Gospel of Kinnison, the way we always intended it to be. I'm gonna sing that chorus one more time, you see. You can go where you wanna go. You can do what you wanna do with whoever you wanna do it with. Amy's house is the place that you can't let yourself go, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. All right. Dadgum. It's not always comedy gold, people.